What is a personal brand, and why is being clear about how you want to be known important? In this episode, I talk with Colleen Campbell, the communications, marketing, and PR expert, and ask her to share her thoughts about how to build your own personal brand, even if the idea of it makes you a little bit uncomfortable. Colleen is the Chief Marketing Officer at Maxar Technologies, a leading space technology and intelligence company. She has 20 years of experience working at leading public relations and communication firms. So here's the deal. She knows branding. She'll share secrets to building a powerful brand and how to think about this whole concept of personal branding a little bit differently. I'm Janet Ioli, and you're listening to Power Presence Academy, wise words from wise women leaders. If you're looking for leadership mentoring, advice, or just a dose of inspiration, I've got you covered. You'll get leadership tips, and you'll hear from women executives at the top of their game as they share their lessons of experience with you. This is your go-to place for all things women and leadership. It doesn't have to be lonely at the top. Let's go. So, Colleen, first of all, thank you for agreeing to be here with us today.
Yeah, Janet, thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here and just talk about personal branding, especially in the age of today where we find ourselves more virtual and having to connect through different ways.
Yeah. So I'm going to just get right in and delve right into this, because one of the things we're told as leaders and even as entrepreneurs is how important this whole notion of having a personal brand is, right? So we hear this all the time. And it almost sounds a little cliche after a while, and it certainly can sound manipulative and fake. I mean, I when I hear personal brand, I start to get these shades of fakeness. So as a public relations and marketing expert, what are your thoughts on why people should consider themselves as a brand?
Well, that's a great question, and I like you. Many, many years ago, when this whole notion of personal branding exploded online, and I remember reading just blog post after blog post and thought leadership around personal branding and what it meant, it did seem sometimes that we conflate the idea of a personal brand with the actions of personal branding, right? Mm-hmm. And just for you, as you well know, Janet, with me, and so the audience knows, I am an introvert. So it
you
is.
You never know that, right? You would never know that, but yes.
Now, I am an introvert, so the whole notion of putting yourself out there and being kind of maybe more aggressive in how you present your brand is something that intimidates me, and candidly, it's just not my style. So I think the whole notion of this idea of personal brand and why people should consider it is it allows you to control the narrative and present yourself the way you want to be presented and known for your expertise, your skill, and really meet your audience and present your best value to them to help them solve the problems. So while it can appear sometimes to be a little bit of a buzz catch term or buzz phrase, I think the notion of personal brand is extremely important today, especially because we have to be able to present our skills and expertise and really remain top of mind for our customers and clients and others in the industry that we want to connect and learn from.
Yeah, that's a great way to put that, Colleen. You know, I always say, people don't know what's in your head, right? They only know what you say and what you do. And so how you're presenting that makes a big difference, because they don't have the benefit of what you're thinking and all the motivations behind what you're thinking. So yeah, that's a really great point. Let me ask you this. What should people think about when they start to try to build this brand? So if I'm starting to build my personal brand, what should I be thinking about as I determine how to do this?
Well, first and foremost, determine where you want your personal brand to really resonate. So think about your skill sets, your passions, what you can contribute to a conversation. And then arguably, your personal brand needs to be focused in on a specific audience. I will say how I look at myself and my own personal brand. I like to think my brand has a lot of integrity, but I also have a lot of knowledge and skills around public relations, public affairs, and data. And that's where I tend to focus my energies on how I present myself and where I develop content or comment on content out in the marketplace. So I think that's really important. Number one is determine your audience, determine what you have to contribute to the conversation and what you want to present to the audience in the conversation, whether or and from a marketing standpoint, it could be services, products as well. And then really find that niche and find that opportunity in there to really develop your platform, your network, and your thought leadership to really add value to the conversation. And most importantly, be authentic. You cannot be everything to everybody. It's a scattering of energy. And honestly, it doesn't allow you to really focus on the ultimate results that you want out of your personal brand or for growing your business. And so I always tell people, be authentic and really stay focused on the areas where you feel you can really have impact.
Yeah, I really love this notion about you can't be everything to everybody. Because I think some of us, we may have a lot of different interests and different, I don't know, just orientations, right, towards different things. And so it gets a little flustered and it's not as focused, and you can kind of see that in people. So when you have a powerful brand, as you just talked about, what are the components of a powerful brand?
Well, think about some of the most well-known people and respected people that may be in your respective industry for viewers right now. And think about what they have in common. And when I look at, for example, I would say very prominent people that I follow and look up to and definitely have strong personal brands, they have a few things in common. Number one, they are consistent. If they have developed a platform where they blog or where they share content, they have developed a consistent way of getting that out to their audience and making sure that they are constantly communicating about their value in new and unique ways, which I think is really important. The second thing is that they're growing. They're also bringing new things in for their audience to consider. So whether it's new points of view, new technologies, new things that might help grow and develop the industry of interest that I am in, I always notice that. So they're always contributing. And then finally, what I love about it is that they are, I said authentic before, but it's true, they are being who they are. They aren't necessarily cultivating a persona. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes we talk about personal branding, we conflate that with a public persona that people want to see. And I think the people who are most effective at personal branding are the people who truly make it personal to themselves. They aren't necessarily trying to be a public figure, but they are out there representing their best selves in the marketplace to really bring that authenticity, which builds trust. Ultimately, that's what personal branding is about. Building that trust with your community so that you are top of mind and ultimately maybe the provider of choice for a service or product moving forward, and that people seek you out for that leadership.
Yeah, that authentic piece, you can tell when people are contrived or actually copying other people, right? So you see something and you're constantly copying someone else. So I really love that notion of, you know, we talk about that word authentic a lot. And so when you think about authentic and you think about trying to find your own voice, what would you tell people or advise people when they're trying to create that authentic voice for themselves? What would you advise people?
I think it's being true to who you are. And I find that the most powerful and thoughtful pieces from thought leaders or those with personal brands or cultivating personal brands, they come from the heart as well as the head. And so it is not just declarations of opinion. It is backed up by facts and or experience, personal stories. And I think that whole notion of finding that powerful voice, and I just know this as a communicator, really that balance of heart and head. And I think ultimately on the personal branding experience, in my opinion, those people who tend to also speak from their heart, but use rational thought to back it up, usually cultivate larger audiences more quickly because people can more quickly identify with that. And I also think it's being honest. Ultimately, as you develop your personal brand, you want to be seen as an authority and a respected figure, but you also want to be seen as someone who is going to be honest and give it to people straight when they need to hear it. So whether you're expressing concern about something you see in the industry or you see something going on in the market trends perhaps that you service, I think it's really important to be honest about what you're seeing and actually start that dialogue and discussion and bring other people in to say, hey, are you seeing the same things? I would love your take on it. So I think definitely when you're developing your personal brand, it's really important to stay true to yourself that way. And I will say what's been very helpful for me is taking feedback and knowing which feedback to take. I think that, you know, it's very easy. And I see you nodding, Jess. Yeah.
There's feedback everywhere, right? I mean, you've got your haters.
Knowing truly what feedback to take has been extremely helpful in me starting to understand how I can be more impactful and cultivate that personal brand. So I always say, if you have two or three people around you who know you in different capacities, perhaps professionally, personally, whatever it may be, and having a conversation with them about, you know, how do you think I present myself, or giving them a mini presentation and then asking for their feedback on what you did well and what they feel like you could do better. That's actually very helpful in starting to establish your own voice and take those little nuggets of insight as they come from other people.
Right. I love that piece of feedback. Well, you might have heard Brené Brown, right? She talks about getting feedback from haters about how horrible she is, et cetera, yet she has all these fans. And I think it goes back to what you said earlier, where you have an audience, right? So you're not trying to appeal to everybody, and everybody is not going to resonate with your message. And that's a hard pill to swallow, because some people really want to be liked by everyone, or they want to appeal to everyone. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What is your thought on that?
Well, again, and I'm going to go off on hopefully not a bit of a tangent here, but I studied political communications at George Washington University. I mean, I won't say how long ago for the audience. But there was a wonderful book called Going Negative, which actually is about political advertising, and it's probably a few years old now. But the bottom line is that people sometimes think that you will pay more attention to a negative comment than a positive comment. And we also know, and this is true in marketing, that a negative review or a negative news will travel faster than positive news. And I think it's because of our human nature. We are just reactionary in that regard. You know, if we feel like we need to know something or something has happened, and therefore we pay more attention to it. But in the age of personal branding, and especially social media, and now that we are spending so much of our time online, even professionally now, more professionally now because of the age of COVID, I think it's really important that you really learn to pay attention to what is constructive feedback versus what is actually someone just trying to tear you down. And that's something that I know I've had to learn, and I still struggle with, certainly, because everyone can be very critical. But I think, and I don't like the word criticism, I never have, when people say, well, this is constructive criticism. Criticism means you're being critical, and to me has a little bit of a negative connotation. I think if you're willing to give constructive feedback, and have that individual incorporated into the rest of the information they are receiving about how they present themselves or their performance, that is much more impactful.
Yeah, and it's really difficult to put yourself out there, because when you do have a brand and you do have a voice, you are expressing something. And so that can be, I mean, that's a place of vulnerability for sure. And so I think people wait, Colleen, until it's perfect, or at least until they feel like, oh my gosh, you know, everything is going to be perfect. So let me ask you this. What about as an entrepreneur? I mean, we talk about leaders, but what about entrepreneurs? Is the advice the same you would give to entrepreneurs as you would give to, for example, a leader in an organization on building a personal brand?
The fundamentals are the same, but let's look at entrepreneurs specifically for a moment. Entrepreneurs want to build a lasting brand that will travel with them. Because the one thing I know about a few entrepreneurs in my life is that they are serial entrepreneurs. They don't just have one business. They're on to like the fifth business. Right. And their personal brand very much travels with them. And when we think about some of the most noted entrepreneurs like Richard Branson and Elon Musk, for example, and even Oprah, they have more followers than some of their businesses all combined, right, than personally. And that's a testament to how they have built their personal brand and allowed them to do all these amazing things in business across the board and really take more risks probably as they've scaled over time. So for an entrepreneur, you know, you want to cultivate that so it follows you. That being said, though, that's really no different from anybody who works within a company, I feel. Jan, I would love your thoughts on this, because you want to build your expertise and you want to build a good professional reputation that ultimately follows you from company to company. So while you may not be scaling from planes to trains to cars to, you know, space, or not yet anyway. The reality of it is that you still want that positive reputation and that confidence that you get from colleagues and it, to follow you moving forward.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. I think, you know, what I always tell people in organizations is, what are you known for? You know, to really do some work on what do you want to be known for? So you can go around and ask people, right? I mean, you have a reputation. It follows you. You can go around and ask people, what are the words they think of when they think of you? And if people are honest, I mean, I've done this exercise for leaders where I walk around and I'll ask people, when you hear me talk about Michael, what comes to your mind? And there are words that come to people's mind. And the question is, are those the words you want people to be coming up with? And if they're not, right, if that's not what you want to be known for, or if some of those things are, but there are other things as well, then how do you cultivate those other things and start behaving like the words you want to be known for? And so to me, it's really about what you said and you've been saying throughout this whole thing, is that, and it's what we talk about in leadership in general, is being intentional. And the brand is no different.
So. That's exactly right. And I think that's the most powerful part of developing a personal brand. And this kind of leads into, Janet, I think where one of your questions where you're going to is, you know, for those of us who just are not comfortable, and like I said at the beginning, I'm an introvert, really telling our own story, you have to do a couple of things. And one is realize, and there's power in this, realize that this is your chance to tell your story and present yourself the way you want. The tremendous amount of agency and control, and as someone who works in communications, I can tell you, you very rarely get to control the message. And developing a personal brand, that really allows you to set the tone and the tenor of how you professionally want to be perceived and received. And I think one of the tenets of that I always try to keep in mind as I meet with people is personal branding is about the lasting impression that you not only leave someone with about how they think about you, but how you make them feel. Did you leave them inspired? Did you leave them feeling confident in what was going to happen? Did you answer all the questions? So I always look at personal branding, not from just a, was I having a good hair day when I happened to meet with that customer?
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. But much more, and how, what was the impression that I very intentionally wanted to leave them with? And have them continue to think of me over time. Now, the flip side of that is, that, as we all know, so you have to own that. You have to drive that. The flip side of that, as we all know, is there is nothing more powerful than a third-party endorsement and someone else basically endorsing you, right, and carrying your expertise forward. And so also cultivating those relationships with customers and people in your network that you truly trust, and making sure that it can be as simple as endorsing you on LinkedIn or giving you a recommendation, but having other people tell your story and be a testimonial to your expertise is extremely powerful. So for people who aren't necessarily out there or really comfortable out there tooting their own horn, so to speak, definitely look to your network and cultivate those relationships. And that's why I think someone like me, an introvert, I have found that being a convener of people and a facilitator and making those networks really helps with my personal brand and the value I bring to my network moving forward. And so I encourage those who may be a little bit more like me, reserved, and to your point, Janet, you have to put yourself out there and it's a little uncomfortable, and I definitely fall into that camp. Definitely look at how you can convene and facilitate areas of interest where your passions and your skills intersect.
Yeah, I love that, because that's the one thing I hear over and over again from just about every one of my clients is that whole notion of, ugh, I hate self-promotion. And they look at it as self-promotion. And one of the things is flipping that, right, is that people don't know. And so they don't know what you can offer. They don't know. And unless you tell them, and this is not sales, it's information. Unless you tell them, they will not know. And they won't know what you're doing. They won't know anything about you, et cetera. So I think, you know, I resonate so much with what you're saying, because it's hard, because if you're like me as well, you know, I'm very much like you. I may be a little more extroverted, but I cringe when it comes to, you know, talking about myself or having to, you know, sell something. I mean, I just shy away from that. And I don't think that's really what we're talking about here.
No, and I think it's something you mentioned earlier about putting yourself out there and the vulnerability associated with it. And I said this to you when I had the opportunity to get back to meet you late last year, which was a fantastic opportunity, which is I have found the lesson learned for me recently, both professionally and personally, is there's a lot of strength in vulnerability. I think too often we look at vulnerability as weakness and something that others can exploit. And I think that there's tremendous strength in vulnerability because you're putting yourself out there. And what I have found, and yes, there are many haters, as we know, who will attack people, but for the most part, people are extremely receptive and want to be welcoming and open-minded, especially if you're talking about something of interest to them, or you're helping to think about how they might solve a problem in a new way or address their needs. And so I have found that there is strength in vulnerability, and there is also strength in realizing that, again, you have tremendous agency in deciding how you are perceived.
I think, you know, the whole summary of what we're talking about here is really it's leadership presence, and brand is presence, right? Because what we're talking about is being more intentional, because we often react, and we react to the environment, we react, and we're not really conscious often of the choices we're making every single moment. And what I'm hearing you say, Colleen, is something that I try to live by as much as possible, and it's very hard, and I also try to help the leaders I work with do, is to be in a place of choice, to pause and choose. Is this in alignment? And so what I'm hearing you say is making those choices in alignment with who you want to be.
That's correct. And then constantly reevaluating. I think you said something earlier about people maybe wanting to wait till their brand was perfect, right? I want the perfect headshot. I want the perfect logo created. I want my website to be done. I want to have, you know, 90 days worth of content ready to go in Hootsuite, pre-programmed. Here we go. And I applaud everybody who does that, by the way. But the truth of the matter is the best brands aren't launched perfectly. The best brands are those that can pivot, adjust, change, and grow, and be adaptable in the circumstances they're in. So I think they never lose that intention, right? They never lose sight of what they are good at, what you are good at, what your passions are, but they evolve and morph given the circumstances. And I think the ability to adjust and be adaptable to changes in market conditions, changes in technology, changes in how things and are going to work moving forward, especially, you know, today in the age of COVID, where we've had so much rapid change in business and how we do business, is really important. So, you know, I think it's really important to have a powerful brand that you constantly also look at how you can adapt and move forward. And if you need to, pivot. And there's no shame in that. If anything, it shows growth. And it also shows that you're willing to take risks. I think that's wonderful to have for anybody who feels they have a formula. That's fantastic on, you know, how they're going to grow their presence or their followers online or whatever it may be. But I ultimately think that it's that risk taking and that experimentation is where you learn. And that is ultimately where you can actually either optimize if you think some things worked well and others didn't, or you can pivot entirely. And I think that's huge.
That's great. I would ask you, Colleen, just summing all of this up, because this is such a great conversation. I mean, such a great conversation. I could talk to you all day about this because I really do. I think there's so much here. Let me ask you, you know, just for the viewers watching this and who are thinking about their own personal brand, you know, as a leader, as an entrepreneur, even as a person, as you start to build your personal brand, what words of wisdom would you leave us with, you know, and some advice that, okay, so here's what you should do.
I think I kind of said it in my last answer, but I will say this, which is, you know, ultimately self-awareness is extremely important in personal branding. And again, you're not going to necessarily appeal to everybody. That's not what it's about. You want to make sure that you are resonating among the audiences that you are looking to cultivate and build relationships with, either professionally or personally. And I think it's really important to not be a pleaser. I think it's really important to stay true to yourself and figure out, again, where your skills, your gifts intersect with the needs of your audience and really provide value there. So I think that's really important. And like I said, I'll just emphasize it again, be willing to pivot and grow. if something isn't working, it doesn't mean you should give up. It just means maybe you need to reexamine your approach and be willing to take that feedback. Like I said, sometimes it's hard to hear, but it's extremely valuable if you feel it actually can benefit and get you to the place ultimately where you'd like to be. And the other thing I like to say to people is I've also heard of personal branding as just trying to be a quote unquote influencer or trying to be popular, if you will, in your area. And certainly there's a component of wanting to be well known and respected for your area of expertise. But I actually think personal branding is really about how you are making others feel. Mm-hmm. And what are you contributing that helps them achieve their goals. And so if someone becomes well known for doing that, that is a fantastic result for all the work they've put into building their own personal brand.
I love that because I really do think in the end, it really isn't about you. It really isn't. And I always say it at the end of all of these things is that, every single moment we have a choice in what we say, what we do, and how we make people feel. Those are choices. And so are we choosing intentionally and wisely? So this has been tremendously helpful. Thank you so much, Colleen. I mean, wise words from a wise woman. I really appreciate you being here today. And I know that it will have an impact on the people who are watching, just hearing your wise words about building a personal brand.
Well, Janet, thank you so much. And thank you to everybody who watched. And also, and I will just say this, if you have not watched some of Janet's other videos, do so. You will benefit tremendously. I know I do. And Janet, so it's been an honor to be here today. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much, Colleen. Stay safe.
Stay safe. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. And always remember this. Every single moment, you have a choice in what you say, what you do, and how you make people feel. Pause. And make those choices wisely and intentionally, because every single moment, those choices are who you become as a leader. See you next time.